Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Yes. I was on the internet with Home Depot, and I was supposed to be filling out something for them, and I don't know how, but something came in from, I don't even know how, but somehow I ended up buying 22 subscriptions to something from you all, and that's not what I was supposed to be doing. I'd like to cancel what I did.
Well, I'd be more than happy to look into this for you and see what is going on so that I can locate the account. May I have your zip code, please?
45631.
Thank you. You said that was 45631.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Timothy Thomas.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. Okay, and I really do apologize. May I ask what date that is you're showing that charge for?
It's showing pending. It just literally happened. I was supposed to be doing something through Home Depot, and it came across my credit card that I had a charge for 22 subscriptions to something from you all. It was 58 some odd cents, if I can remember what it said.
Thank you. I do believe I may have located the account so that I can make sure I've located the correct account. Could you verify the address we'd have on file?
It'd be 503 Quail Creek Drive, Lot 69.
Thank you. And what I'm showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize
Yeah.
such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest that you would be signing up for the Meal Plan Bites Hub.
No, it never said that. It said pay shipping on the vacuum for $5, and as soon as I hit the pay shipping, it popped up a screen and said thank you for your purchase. And it said 50 some dollars and some odd cents for 22 subscriptions to something. It wasn't nothing about that told to me other than $5 shipping for the vacuum. From what I can understand, that is considered a scam, and I did not apply for anything to do with Mills.
Well, I do completely understand how you feel. However, the terms and conditions are listed in three different places, and you do have to select a box that states you're at least 18 years of age and you have read and understood the terms and conditions.
Well, that wasn't a term and condition. The term and condition was that I paid $5 shipping for the entry for the vacuum, and not 22 meal subscriptions or whatever you're saying it is, because that was never on my screen until I clicked pay. That is what I would consider a scam.
Yes, it does inform you this in the terms and conditions before you pay, as the terms and conditions are listed in three different places.
No, I was told $5 is what I was supposed to pay, not 58, whatever the hell you're charging me. That was not the deal. You're scamming me, and I don't want that. That is not what I paid it for.
Yes, I could definitely get the account canceled to prevent all future charges, effective immediately.
Yes, that's what I want. I did not sign up for that. Y'all scammed me straight up. I then contacted Capital One about it because I did not sign up for that. I signed up for $5 on an entry. That's all it was. It was all it had stated, and I even saved it on my phone. It said $5 for one entry towards a contest to win the vacuum.
So you are stating that you have already disputed this with your financial institution?
Yes.
Well, since you have disputed this with your financial institution, we would have to hear from them.
I haven't disputed it. I asked them if I was being charged. They said that I had to call you all. I called them first because I thought something happened, like somebody was trying to steal my information is what I thought first. They told me to call you and to have you cancel the subscription because that was not what I was told I was supposed to be doing. I was told to pay $5 for an entry into a contest.
Yes, I do completely understand. However, since you did inform me on the recorded line when I asked if it was disputed that you have disputed it, we would have to hear from them before we could issue any type of refund that it either is not disputed or that they would drop the dispute.
Refund, it was still pending. I mean, you haven't even taken it. So how are you?
Yes, I am showing
refund?
It has processed on our end and we have received the transaction.
Okay, so then I need to call Capital One back, and what, they have to do it through you all instead of me? Is that what you're saying?
What I was saying is if you could have them call us and let us know there is no dispute, or that if there is one that they would drop the dispute, then we'd be able to issue a refund.
Okay, well, I can have them do that, but there was no, like, the only dispute was me. Like, they didn't file a dispute. They told me to call you. That they wasn't going to file the dispute for me to call you and cancel it. But I can call them and have them call you if that's what it is.
Yes, we would have to have them call us and let us know there is no dispute since you did inform me on the recorded line that you have disputed it.
Okay. That's fine. But, yeah, that's fine.
Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
Nope.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Yep.